E-radio, What's New ? La revue de presse anglophone, Éric Ruiz-Martin, Nadine Vermeulen.
Good morning and thank you for listening. After a short break, we're back with a new overview of pressing issues that made the headlines in Europe this week. The holiday break didn't seem to do any good for the already damaged reputation of Brexiteer Boris Johnson. What happened this week, Éric?
Yes, Boris Johnson again is the star of the front pages. This week, The Guardian revealed an email in which the Prime Minister invited around 100 staff members to a socially relaxed Bring Your Own Drink event, a situation that prompted Boris Johnson to apologise to the nation during the debate in the House of Commons. For Rafa de Miguel, El País, Boris Johnson has had to swallow the bitterest pill of his political career. According to the Spanish journalist, Johnson has survived numerous appearances in the House of Commons thanks to his jokes and a certain degree of histrionics encouraged by the conservative bench. But none of these has been as harsh as this last one. For Chloe Goldenhoft, Le Soir, the charges against Boris Johnson are piling up, something that, according to the journalist, is beginning to become a major reputational problem for the Premier.
But with his reputation severely damaged, will he still manage to cling to power? What does the press predict, Eric?
Well, according to the last YouGov poll, 56% of the British citizens want Boris Johnson to resign. 34% of the members of the Conservative Party also want Boris Johnson to leave his position as Prime Minister. For Patrick Winter, The Guardian, the reek of hypocrisy and contempt for an assumed sense of national shared sacrifice is what endangers the Prime Minister, and suggests that only the betrayed public will decide whether the Prime Minister will survive the Partygate or not. Cécile Ducourtier, in Le Monde, asserts that the future of Boris Johnson seems from now on endangered. Carlos Fresneda, El Mundo correspondent in London, underlines that it is the seventh time now that Boris Johnson denied having violated the COVID rules. Only time will tell if Johnson will manage to stay in office, but the future seems quite dark for the Prime Minister. But then coming back to the Netherlands, where the new government led by Teflon Mark Rutte was officially installed last Monday. What did the press write about this new government?
Well, indeed, Eric, in December last year, the governing parties finally reached an agreement after the longest formation ever in the history of the country. Last Monday, January 10th, the new government was officially sworn in. A fresh start with new ministers, even if the ruling parties are exactly the same as during the last governing period. According to the Dutch press, this new start will, however, certainly not be easy, since the parties faced the challenging task of restoring the citizens' confidence. Just over a year ago, the government was forced to step down due to a social benefit scandal, and the constantly changing corona policies did not do any good to the already damaged reputation of outgoing ministers. Research by one of the Netherlands' biggest research organizations revealed that only 3 out of 10 voters have confidence in the new government. The country that Rutte 3 left behind was a distrustful country, stated the newspaper NRC. What foreign media mainly picked up about the composition of Rutte 4 was the fact that half of the 20 new senior cabinet ministers are women, for the first time in the country's political history, emphasized Euronews.
So a new government with the same parties, and what will be the main political priorities for the next years?
Well, if there's one thing that stands out in the overall coalition agreement, it's the extra spending for the upcoming years. The Dutch are set to spend big with a massive 29 billion in additional expenses on the books for 2025. A huge increase, concluded Lucas Kotkamp in Politico. With hardly any austerity measures in the coalition agreement, the expenditure is mainly paid for tough loans arriving just over the European threshold of 60% in national debt. The government is breaking with its traditional focus on balanced budgets and a small state, abandoning its frugal label, wrote Financial Times. The main priorities of the new government include housing and climate. New climate minister Rob Jette of left-liberal D66, who gained the nickname climate alarmist, stated that the country has a lot of catching up to do. Therefore, he aims to significantly increase the emission cut targets by 60% by 2030, wrote newspaper NRC. The new government also plans to open 2 new nuclear power plants. As an answer to the question, will the new government be more pro-EU? EU Observer replied, kind of. It will follow the track of the outspoken pro-EU German government, wrote the newspaper, while at the same time still insisting on the importance of conditionalities in EU funding.
Well, thank you very much, Nadine. And for the listeners, thank you for listening to this week's What's News. And next week, we'll be back with a new overview. And who knows? More comments about Boris Johnson, perhaps.
C'était... What's New, la revue de presse anglophone, à retrouver également sur euradio.fr.